On Thursday, Mayor Sherelle Parker will deliver her budget plan for the fiscal year that starts July 1st to the City Council. Council President Kenyatta Johnson says the big unanswered question is what's going to happen with federal funding.
We are working in partnership with the administration, what the process is going to look like, and obviously, once we have a hearing, we're going to get a chance to get feedback on what people want to see in the budget, so no particular concerns. We do know on a federal level, there's a level of uncertainty regarding how the policies coming out of Washington, D.C. can have an impact on the city of Philadelphia.
The public will have a chance to weigh in on the budget during scheduled hearings at City Hall. There are plans to hold some of the comment sessions in local neighborhoods. Rather, there are no plans to hold some of the comment sessions in local neighborhoods, but there's a chance some of those could be arranged. Residents of Bucks County are rallying against a plan to build a wastewater treatment facility in Newtown Township. WHYY's Emily Neal has more.
When Bill Everett heard about a plan to build a sewage treatment facility less than half a mile from his home in Middletown Township, he immediately reached out to neighbors to start organizing.
Everybody knows that sewer plants stink, right? They emit an odor, right? That's one of the primary concerns.
Those concerns have now reached the ears of important elected officials. Ellen Snyder is a supervisor in Newtown Township. She's also on the board of the municipal authority that's putting forth the project. She initially supported the plant, but says she's now opposed.
The rest of the board and myself were negative towards it when we saw the people coming out and flooding all our meetings.
The Newtown Municipal Authority will address the project's future at its public meeting on Tuesday. Emily Neal, WHYY News.
Sunny skies and comfortable temperatures, 63 degrees right now in Center City, Philadelphia. We might get up to 65 or so by late in the afternoon. Temperatures are going to be even slightly warmer than that tomorrow. We might see the upper 60s and more sunshine, at least for the early part of the week.